This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Perhaps you'll find interesting a debate we've been having in medical school this week. A surgeon is tired from working a long week. The students see her take a pill, later discovered to be methylphenidate, also known as Ritalin. When asked, the surgeon explains that the pills will help her concentrate and stay awake. These types of drugs are being used for what we call neurocognitive enhancement, an attempt to improve the neurologic function of people who are disease-free but looking to perform at higher levels and help their executive functions, things like improving speed, alertness, memory, and concentration. A radical idea? Well, not really. Most students in my class reported having seen doctors at some point take pills for neuroenhancement. However, I couldn't find any data about how common the practice is. Getting doctors to be honest on this would be really tough. Of course, doctors are not the only ones using these pills. It's estimated that 16% of students at many undergraduate colleges take prescription medication to aid study performance. There's also use of non-prescription supplements, things like coffee and tea and ginkgo biloba and, of course, Red Bull. Is this any different from using drugs? Well, there are a small number of studies that actually show these drugs improve work. Doctors and pilots who took these pills remembered more and performed better when responding to emergencies. Modafinil, a drug with dubious medical indications, has been shown to reduce fatigue following sleep deprivation and improve alertness without the nasty side effects of tremor that often accompanies caffeine. There are, of course, safety issues for both doctors and for patients. All drugs have side effects, and these drugs can also be habit-forming. My students argue that most surgeons regularly drink coffee in the morning, and that there is coffee in the room where surgeons wait prior to beginning a case. Coffee can cause rapid heart rates and tremor. Well, modafinil can cause anxiety, hypertension, and irregular heartbeats. Dexamphetamine leads to overconfidence and subtle behavior changes. Now, none of these things are good for otherwise healthy people. Of course, with surgeons and pilots, the issue is complicated because they're responsible for the well-being and safety of others, not just themselves. So where is the benefit-to-risk ratio? Should surgeons be free to take whatever medications they feel will help them perform best? If drugs are shown to improve performance, will patients and others expect doctors to take these performance-enhancing drugs? Should the public have a right to know what drugs their doctors are using? Right now, we have no idea how common this practice is, and there are currently no guidelines from government or professional societies. We certainly need a discussion about neurocognitive enhancement, and that will require more data about the risks and benefits that come from using these drugs. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.